as we get started here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Some information from yesterday that came my way via Facebook from Bob Bolsold over at our competitor on the dial and also from WEAU. He notes this. Sadly, I just received word from Jerry Erdahl's son, Eric, that Jerry passed away last evening in Minnesota. So it would have been Tuesday night. Jerry was 93. Says Bob, he was a great mentor to me and a dedicated farm broadcaster for years in Waterloo, Iowa, and here in Eau Claire. And Bob had said, as of that point, he said, no word yet on funeral arrangements. And so I mentioned it also because he worked with us for a number of years. I don't have the exact years here, and we'll pass that along as his obit is released. But, yeah, both here at our location here at 2396 Halley Road, and we had many early mornings, and Jerry would beat me to the studio, that's for sure. I mean, he was an early riser, dedicated and hardworking, a professional, and certainly deserving of Farm Broadcaster of the Year, which he did receive at an FFA convention later in Kansas City. But he, and then actually in later years, we worked it out that we still did the farm show. We called it the world's longest barn. Remember that? And so we had the broadcast equipment at his place there on the south side of Eau Claire. And so that went on for many years. So thinking of his family and thoughts and prayers for them here, remembering Jerry Erdahl passing at the age of 93. All right. Let me see how ready we could be for a little Today in History. Otherwise, we've got the Bob Goff Devotional. Masters starts today. You know, for a number of years, we did kind of a Masters golf. We'll save on the Today in History. And, yeah, we would do kind of a Masters golf tournament and have people guess, actually, picking a man. And I'm not completely ruling that out. I'm just not opening it right. Because I'm not sure, like, well, do I do it on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and let people pick a golfer? That's maybe a way we could do it, but haven't set it up yet. Finally, our morning devotion for April 9th. I'm ready for that. It's from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, a 365-day journey, and it is that. April 9th is God isn't wowed by fancy words. He delights in humble hearts. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Goff says, I wasn't raised in the church. After putting my hope in Jesus, I went to Bible study. I wasn't really sure what that was, but I remember we would always pray at the end, each person following the next around a circle. There was one guy who always knew how to pray, says Goff. Know what I mean? His words would come out eloquently, like he'd been reading Shakespeare all day or a speechwriter on staff. A couple of times, I opened my eyes just a little bit to see if he was reading from a teleprompter. Lord, God, Father, Almighty One, we beseech you, led every sentence in the keynote address. I remember thinking I would be a little weirded out if someone beseeched me after calling me Mr. Goff, Robert, Bob, hey, you. Goff says, I'd get all tongue-tied and didn't have anything to reach for except really simple words and phrases. I felt like a kindergartner in front of these learned and well-versed believers who might as well have been reciting Hamlet. I didn't have the Bible memorized. I didn't have a big vocabulary. My prayers felt more like my conversations with imaginary friends when I was little, with a few more requests and apologies. Goff goes on to say, I'm not knocking people who are good with words. It's a true gift and one I appreciate. But you can imagine my relief learning God isn't wowed by fancy words. He delights in humble hearts. He knows what we want already, and he sees through our words, big and small, to the heart behind them. He's not looking for code words. He's just glad to hear from us. God's more interested in a conversation with us than a rehearsed speech. He values the relationship, and relationships happen with real people who use whatever words they can to communicate what's inside. We don't need to worry about impressing God when we come to him. We've already won his heart. Today's question from our Bob Goff devotional, what would be different about your interaction with God if you approached him more informally? All right, well, tonight, the 30th annual, well, not 30th annual, but the 30th anniversary tour for Third Day going on in the cities, and they don't have just anybody opening. It is Zach Williams tonight, so that's going to be a great concert. I know a lot of you, or at least some of you, are going to be in attendance for that. I know my friends Bob and Brenda in Rice Lake, and I think my brother-in-law Doug and his wife Tanya. And so enjoy and give us a concert review, if you would, afterwards. We got third day on the way, but from 365promises.com, we promised we'd give you the devotion that went with today's promise. Ephesians 2, 5, and 6, I've raised you up with Christ to sit in the heavenly places. Barry Adams says, once we were dead, now we're alive in Christ. Once we live by the laws of the flesh, we are now led by the Spirit of God. What a contrast. Death to life, darkness to light, earthly to heavenly. Because of God's grace, unmerited favor, he has raised us to resurrection life in his Son so that we may be seated together with Jesus in heaven. You know, when we read today's scripture passage, many of us believe that this represents our destiny after death and our arrival in heaven. However, Paul the Apostle is addressing a present reality, not merely a when we all get to heaven kind of reality. Ephesians 2, 6 in the Amplified describes what Paul says this way, and he raised us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Barry Adams says, the spiritual reality of salvation has elevated us to heaven right now. This is our spiritual position in Christ as we navigate the rest of our Christian life here on earth. Barry says, I love how the Amplified tells us that God the Father has granted us joint seating with Christ in the heavenly realms. We truly share the same seat as our elder brother, Jesus, because we are in him. Finally, Barry says his closing prayer is that the Holy Spirit would give each of us the power to grasp the eternal implications of our current heavenly seatedness. No matter how dismal or depressing your life might be on earth, the spiritual reality is that your spirit is joined with Jesus in heaven right now. Do I hear an amen? Yes, thank you from the back row. WWIB, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, helping you wake up with third day in concert in the cities tonight. Oh, what a time that's going to be on WIB. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Thursday morning. Well, I had never heard of funeral bread until this.
I've heard of things like marry me cake and, you know, things like that where it's like, oh, it's so good. You want to ask the person to marry you on the spot. At least I think that's the reason behind naming it that.
I've heard of friendship bread where you basically, get the...
Like the starter and then, pass it along.
Exactly,
Funeral bread is new, but it comes from just across the border in Minnesota. So up in Roseau, Minnesota, there's a potluck staple that probably raises some eyebrows the first time you hear about it.
Yeah, so it's cinnamon bread slathered with cheese whiz and topped with green olives. That one kind of throws me away there a little bit.
So I'm not an olive guy, but cheese whiz, sure. Cinnamon bread, absolutely. But the combination of the three, cinnamon bread, cheese whiz, and green olives, locals call it funeral bread, though the quirky combination shows up just as often at church socials and elementary school potlucks as it does at post-funeral gatherings.
The treat's origins are generally credited to Honnell's Bakery, a Roseau institution that sold rounds of cinnamon bread by the dozens before closing its doors in the 80s.
But Roseau residents, why didn't you just stop there with the cinnamon bread? I'm not sure. By the 1970s, funeral bread was already a fixture of community life in Roseau, though no one seems to know exactly when someone first decided that cinnamon bread and cheese whiz and green olives belong together in a combination.
That is an odd combination, for sure.
I'll try a decent amount of foods. I'm not sure. Here's the thing. I would try the cinnamon bread with the cheese whiz. Probably would have to pass on the green olives.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB coming up on 11 before 8, 37 degrees.
Well, everybody's looking for ways to live longer, right, and be healthier. And this is one interesting way that might please a lot of people about how you can extend your longevity.
Yeah, shopping may help you live longer, but not because buying things is magic. It's because frequent trips to the store usually mean more walking, more chatting, and more engagement with everyday life.
So, live longer by shopping is the headline, but read into it a little bit more about what it actually means. In Taiwan, scientists following older adults for 10 years found... Can you imagine someone just following you for a decade? Oh, yeah, that's just the scientist. Anyway, they found that those who shopped every day were about 27% less likely to die during the course of the study than those who rarely or never shopped, even after accounting for other health and lifestyle factors.
I'm just going to say, even before this segment, I texted my mom, who is she listens to the show and then she watches the Today Show, and she's really excited to have Savannah Guthrie back. But here's the thing, I'm like, Mom, the next segment is live longer by shopping, because we who know her know she likes to shop.
Well, shop till you drop, but apparently this keeps you from dropping, so.
Yeah, there you go. That's good news, right? The researchers think that this retail therapy works by building in light exercise, regular social contact, and more.
Yeah, better access to food and medicines, a stronger sense of independence and routine, a lot of benefits to shopping regularly.
The real lesson is this. It's not the spending that matters, but the habit of getting out, moving around, staying connected to the world.
I like that. There you go.
And my mom is very social, too, so that fits
in. So combine. So. Combine all of those loves and interests and live longer.
All right. Let me know what you think, Mom. Talking some about next week. Next week, we're going to be looking to go all out in trying to raise support for our single mom. Saturday, we've done it for a few years here, but we're letting people know this week and trying to get a head start if we can.
Yeah, a little boost. I've mentioned before kind of the analogy of climbing up a tree when you're little, and sometimes you need a boost up onto that first branch. And so would you all maybe consider helping give us a boost before that one-week challenge? We've had a couple folks take up Palvo on his challenge to say, hey, could you give a little more and a little earlier, a little sooner? He said, I'm a chronic procrastinator, and so this year I'm going to give before the campaign even starts. We welcome that, again, because it gives us a head start. And so he gave more than he gave last year, $250, Palvo. And then we had Trulina yesterday, who pledged $250, matching what you gave, said, you know what? I'll do the same thing. I will help out and bless these single mothers and bless this car repair fund that we're trying to create for them, just trying to relieve stress, to bring some peace and love to their lives, to show Jesus to them. And now we've had Sue from Eau Claire jumping in with a $150 gift as well, too. So $650, again, getting that boost started. And I was just thinking, is it possible we could see the first $1,000 raised before 9 a.m. this morning? Route 66, very famous, and now traveling on it could make you some cash.
Yeah, that's right. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts is offering a grandparent-grandchild duo a chance to win $20,000 for a road trip along Route 66 to help celebrate the highway's 100th anniversary.
So this is pretty cool. So you get to road trip with a grandparent and possibly get paid a good chunk of change to do it. The trip, scheduled for July to October, will begin in Chicago, Illinois, and conclude at the Pacific Ocean, featuring stops at iconic locations along the way. How cool.
And it really is. The winning duo will document their journey through photos, videos, and social media content while staying at Wyndham Hotels along the way. I'm thinking that the grandchild will be in charge of that more than the grandparent, but you never know.
It still sounds really fun. The journey includes, the prize for the journey includes $15,000 in cash plus a $5,000 travel stipend for expenses like airfare and meals. I guess airfare to get there since you're driving the way, plus 7 nights at Wyndham Properties.
Yeah, adults 18 and older can apply until May 1st, so we're letting you know.
There you go. Road trip with a grandparent, maybe get paid a lot to do it. Ron and Linda from Cameron have just given $150 to Single Mom Saturday, as we've been saying.
Awesome.
Could you give us a boost and give a little earlier and a little sooner?
Thank you.
And so Ron and Linda, $150, matching what Sue gave. You gave $250 yesterday saying, hey, I'm a procrastinator. I want to make sure that I get my gift in and give it early. And Trulina from Stanley had texted us yesterday and said, hey, I will match that $250. So again, $500, then $300. We're at $800 so far. And again, we would love to see, hey, could we at least see the first $1,000 raised before 9 a.m. this morning? It'd be a great boost. And you can continue giving, again, all throughout the day. The official challenge starts on Saturday, but we're just saying, hey, maybe you're one of those folks who says, oh, yeah, I got to remember to do that, got to remember to do it. How about just right now and $200 away? Maybe that's one person giving $200, two people giving $100, or four people giving $50, and we could see the first $1,000 raised before 9 a.m. this morning. We still have time.
That would be fantastic. I know we can do it. Are you the one? Again, wib.com. Click on that banner on top of the page. Thanks so much, Ron and Linda, for the boost. Hey, we got some good news. We reached the goal.
Yes. And you know what? Don't let that stop you. If you were like, oh, good, now I don't have to give. That, you know, we say we want to be greedy for good. But Julie from Rice Lake was driving, texted us on the Wib listener line. She's like, hey, you're $200 away from that little head start, that boost goal of getting to 1,000 before 9 a.m. this morning. She says, I will cover that remaining $200. She's driving, wants to be safe, but said, hey, as soon as I can, I will get that in. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, is where she'll go to give, where you can go as well, too. But praise the Lord. Again, just kind of a little impromptu goal this morning saying, hey, could we give a little head start and have this challenge still out there? Give a little more than you did last year if you're able, and maybe give a little bit sooner.
If you ever plan to move west, travel
my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Nat King Cole on WWIB.
Well, U.S. Route 66, probably most famous highway in the country, right? Right there along with Highway 1 in California. Well, Route 66 celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. Road trip idea.
Yeah, that's for sure. The numerical designation 66 was officially assigned to the route in Springfield, Missouri on April 30th, 1926.
Now, the highway passes through 8 states: Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California.
Yeah, it spans nearly 2,500 miles between Chicago and Santa Monica, California.
So, as Route 66 celebrating 100 years, here's some factoids for you. Kansas contains the shortest stretch of the entire route, measuring only about 13 miles.
A segment of the road in the Black Mountains of Arizona was so steep and winding that some early travelers hired locals to drive their cars for them.
Can you imagine the hit the male ego had to take? It's like, yeah. I mean, it's not just like, you know, your wife saying, hey, would you look at the map? It's like, could you get someone else to drive so we're safe?
This isn't some valet or something, you know?
The first drive-through restaurant, Red's Giant Hamburg, not hamburger, but Red's Giant Hamburg, apparently, opened on Route 66 in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah, Route 66 was not completely paved from end to end until 1938.
Some factoids on Route 66 as it celebrates 100 years this year. The midpoint of the entire route is located in the town of Adrian, Texas.
The highway has several nicknames, including the Will Rogers Highway and the Main Street of America. John Steinbeck famously gave the highway its most enduring nickname, the Mother Road, in his 1939 novel, The Grapes of Wrath.
Couple more factoids. Tulsa, Oklahoma is considered the official capital of Route 66 and hosts an annual festival to celebrate its heritage.
The route inspired the famous song, 1946 song, Get Your Kicks on Route 66, which was first recorded by the guy you're listening to, Nat King Cole.
Very cool. Route 66, 100 years.